Welcome to the More Than Fitness Podcast.
And welcome, responsible delinquents, to another amazing solo episode of the More Than Fitness Podcast with your boy, with your host, with your responsible delinquent cult leader, Matt McLeod. Never know how to start these things off exactly. So I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into it and say that I have a big announcement. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited. I guess it's not a huge announcement, but it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's going to be pretty cool for both of us. And the announcement is that I sold my soul, right? I sold out and I am now a supplements athlete thing. No, I didn't exactly sell my soul, but I am happy to announce that I am now doing some partnership with Legion Athletics. All bullshitting aside, I don't really think that I sold my soul because I genuinely believe in this company. The company is Legion. For those of you who maybe buy supplements regularly, or maybe you've heard my podcast with Mike Matthews, who is the founder of Legion. All around amazing dude. The company is incredible. It's kind of one of those things where it's not something that I would have seeked out and tried to do on my own, just because I don't pure transparency, and this is what I'm going to be getting to with this, is that I never took tons of supplements. However, whenever a company that I really enjoyed, right, like I really trust them, because one of their biggest things is making sure that their nutrient profile on all their supplements are science-backed. Like I was talking to the guy who was helping me out with it, like getting me all signed up as a Legion athlete and things, and they were talking about how they have a science board for the supplement company. So the people, what's also interesting is that I'm going to be talking in this podcast about the type of supplements that I like to take, whether I was sponsored or not, right? That's kind of the thing. And what I'm saying is, if you go back and listen to I have a podcast on supplements way, way back. I think it's just a mini-sode. And if you go back and you listen to my recommendations on those supplements that I would recommend, they wouldn't be any different than the ones that I'm about to recommend now. But what's so cool with Legion is that they have the people who are on their science board are the same people from examine.com, which is where I get all of my science-backed evidence on mostly supplements, but they also have great articles and things on nutrition as well. Long story short, science-backed ingredients are like their biggest thing. And as a registered dietitian, as someone would only promote things that have these science-backed things behind them, right? Because normally I would just be like, hey, go buy these ingredients are the ones that are most important and make sure you get them in the right doses, because that's usually what ends up happening with some of these supplement companies that you buy from. They may have the ingredient that is effective, but they might just kind of sprinkle it in just so they can throw it up on the nutrition label. But with Legion, it's like, I remember going through, because I didn't look at all their supplements even right before they were about to sponsor me and things. But then whenever I was looking through their nutrient profiles, you know, in my head, I know certain ingredients that are effective, what their dosages are, at least roughly. And then as I was going through looking at the nutrition label on these supplements, they were all checking out. And so I was like, oh shit. So they have literally not only are the ingredients science backed, but they also have the proper dosages of each one of these ingredients that are effective. And so here's a little secret with supplement companies. It's like with supplement companies, you can either maximize for profit and basically really skimp on the, on the ingredients side of things, and you can have proprietary blends, which means you can just put a bunch of, you can sprinkle a bunch of ingredients in there, and then you can say, hey, there's 5 grams of all of these different types of ingredients, but they don't tell you exactly how much of each ingredient is in there. That's why they call it a proprietary blend. So they kind of hide behind these things. And so with Legion, they don't do that. They list out every single one, the exact amounts. It's quality stuff. And so, yeah, the secret is that you can either maximize for profit as a supplement company and you can really skimp on these high quality ingredients because they are expensive, or you can go the other route, which what Legion has done, and they have pretty small margins, but it's because they sell a shit ton of product, but they also have really quality ingredients within those products. And so it's like they, for the sake of the consumer, for the sake of their integrity of their company, right? They're not going to skimp on the quality of these ingredients and then also the dosages within them, right? And so it's just like the main things for me and why I was like, yeah, let me give this Legion thing a shot, right? Let's go ahead and you know, I know that the clients that I work with are already taking supplements. I know that you guys listening to this are already probably taking at least some supplements. So it's just like, why not just recommend supplements that I actually know are effective and that I agree with, and that I also respect the founder of the company, what they stand for, the ingredients within the supplements, right? And it's just like, I don't know. It was just a good fit. And so they reached out to me. I have some other friends in the industry that I really respect that are also Legion athletes. And so they were like, hey, I just want, what they did was they reached out to me and they were like, hey, can we send you some supplements? We'll see what you think of them. And if you like them and if we're a good fit, then we can maybe consider taking another step forward. You can become whatever, like a sponsored athlete and things. It's funny to me to call myself an athlete anymore. It's like, I had a bottle of wine over the weekend. I'm not an athlete anymore. You know, I used to be an athlete, but nonetheless, that's just what they call us, I guess. There's basically no other supplement company that I would back up like this, or that I would risk my own reputation to talk about on this podcast, or just to put my name behind, because you guys know, like, the supplement game is not something that I'm trying to get into, as far as, you know, I'm not trying to take a detox tea and post a picture of it on Instagram. It's like sponsorships are something that I don't normally do, unless it is like the perfect circumstance where I'm fully comfortable promoting it and backing it up. Legion came along, they were doing that. And also, just so you know, it's not like I'm making bukus of cash from this or anything. I just saw it. They were like, yeah, you can get this amount of money each month. And then you can get a little bit of commission off of every single sale. And whenever I say a little bit, it's very little bit. So it's just like, I don't want you guys to think that I'm pushing supplements now and then I'm just raking in cash, because that's absolutely not the case. That said, again, I know you guys are probably using supplements. My clients are going to be using supplements. So it's just like, why not at least talk about it and recommend some really good ones for you guys that are science-backed and that have effective ingredients. And so you're not actually going to waste your money on any nonsense, on any supplements that probably don't work anyway. Before I get into the specifics of these, I'm going to try and keep this episode tight, but it's already probably not shaping up that way, but that's okay, because we do what we want here. One of the main reasons that I like, that I think that some people get, let me back up. I think some people get supplements wrong because they, so many people in the fitness industry, other coaches or professionals, rightfully so, they talk about how supplements are at the top of the pyramid, right? They're the last things that you need to worry about within your diet and with your exercise. You need to check all these other boxes before you start worrying about supplements. And from like a a logical perspective, that's absolutely right. Like, as far as what you're going to make progress from, it's like making sure that your diet and exercise and your sleep are in place first are absolutely going to make more of a difference than supplements ever will. That's logically true. However, humans are not always logical, right? And so the thing with supplements, the reason why I think supplements get a bad rap, and they get a bad rap for many reasons, but as far as things that you need to, like, quote unquote, worry about, the reason why I think supplements are cool, and what I call them, are motivation catalysts, all right? And the reason why I call them motivation catalysts is because, so let's use the example of like the pyramid. So consistency in the gym is going to be one of those things on the bottom of the pyramid, right? One of the foundational things that are super important, right? So getting to the gym consistently is important, all right? We check that off. We know that that is true. Okay, so what would you say? And so also we know that supplements are at the very top of the pyramid and they're the least important, right? Okay, also check. Okay, so what if you buy a new pre-workout, right? What if you buy Pulse from Legion, their pre-workout, which is excellent, by the way. Oh, and my code is MATTM. So capital M-A-T-T and then capital M. So just like my name, Matt McLeod, except it's Matt M. Just going to go ahead and throw that out there. All right, back to my example. So we know consistency is important. So what if you buy Pulse from Legion? You buy this pre-workout. You haven't been taking a pre-workout in a while, and you're just kind of excited to try this new supplement. And then so you buy the pre-workout. The pre-workout comes in. And then now, because you're excited for the pre-workout and because the pre-workout is effective and you get great workouts from it, what if that pre-workout then makes you more consistent in the gym, right? Like, what happens? Then is supplements still at the top of the pyramid, or is it a motivation catalyst and it's actually getting you to the gym more frequently, right? Because I've seen that. That's definitely what has happened with me as far as taking their pre-workout, because I took their pre-workout and I felt incredible, which I'll get to in a second. I felt incredible, and it actually motivated, and you know, I'm already somebody who doesn't have to really motivate themselves to go to the gym, but I was excited to get to the gym, and I was excited to take the pre-workout and then go to the gym because I was having amazing workouts. And so it's just like, the thing is with supplements is that because they are just like popping a pill or popping powders, there's very little friction between you and this decision of making a choice for your health and fitness, right? Because whenever you take pre-workout, it's like that's a small little win, right? So you take that pre-workout, that's a small little win towards your health goals, and then it allows you to build motivation towards going to the gym more frequently, which in turn will get you better results. Right. So that's how I kind of want you to think about these things. It's like somebody who buys a new fish oil, right? Buys a new omega-3, Triton is what it's called from Legion. This is so funny to me, promoting these. So Legion has one called Triton and it's a fish oil. It's like if taking that fish oil also makes you, you know, maybe have like a side salad with lunch or something, just because if you're taking the supplements, you're going to be more aware and conscious of your health. And so that could ripple out into other decisions that you also make, right? And so that's just kind of what, like with the supplement, they have a sleep supplement called Lunar. And it's like, what if you take the sleep supplement, your sleep becomes better, you have more energy, you're happier, you have more effective workouts, you make better choices. It's just like, if all that took was maybe having a little, or popping a couple pills or having a shake before bed or something can produce those other outcomes, I think that it's not fair to put supplements in that very top category. Again, from a logical perspective, yes, but from a behavior change and a practical human sense, right, on how we actually think, it's like, I think supplements are a great easy win to help you build momentum into consistently hitting those foundational levers that are actually going to make a big difference in your progress, right? So that's something that I just think that people, it's just so easy to talk shit about supplements, and I get it. And it's because most of them are terrible. Most of them are what I said earlier about the secrets with supplement companies. Most of them are just trying to, you know, make a profit, and they're trying to hide behind proprietary blends. They're trying to use marketing, and they just don't give a shit about the customer. They don't give a shit about the actual ingredients and making sure that they're up to date with the science and up to date with the doses of things. And so Yeah, that's Legion is definitely different than that. That's what stood out to me with them. And also Mike Matthews is just a complete badass. He's a good dude, and I trust him, and I'm happy to be a part of the Legion family, the Legion, I guess. Okay, let's go ahead and get into some of my supplements that I have been taking. So Legion has a ton of different supplements. And so if you just go to legionathletics.com, you can search through everything. They actually have a quiz, which is so smart, of course. You can take a quiz to figure out which supplements you need. And now look, obviously, are they going to tell you to take way more than you probably need? Sure. But here's the thing. You take the quiz, you see what they recommend based off of your goals, and then you can just kind of pick and choose. It's like maybe one that they suggest, maybe you don't want all of that, but maybe you do want all of it because they do have stacks and things where you can buy a bunch at the same time and you can actually get a pretty big discount on it. Oh, and also with my discount code, Matt M, so capital M-A-T-T, capital M, you can you get 20% off your first order, and then after that, I'm pretty sure. So Legion has like a points system, like a reward system, and it's not some like bullshit reward system. It's actually pretty helpful. So if you do decide to continue going with Legion, you like their stuff, you can do like a subscribe and save type thing, and you can get 10% off the order, and then you can gain points, and then over time, it saves you more money. Yada, yada, yada. You guys get it. But it's just like, it's as far as supplement companies go, dude, it's pretty rad, if I do say so myself. But yeah, you can go to the website, you can take the quiz, and it'll spit out something that you can take based off your goals, or you can listen to what I'm taking and what I say, and then you can kind of pick and choose with whatever you want. Okay, real quick, before we dive into these, and I'm going to kind of rapid fire through these. I'm not going to get too in the weeds because obviously I could go through all of these ingredients and stuff and probably bore you. But it's like if you really want to dig into the weeds with some of this stuff and like the actual science behind it and you're just curious about some of these, you can definitely go check out their website because on there, whenever you buy their supplements, they also have all of the ingredients mapped out and kind of like they give you an overview of it and just kind of why it's good and why it's backed by evidence, and they even cite their studies and things. So that's also cool. Okay, let me take a sip of this monster. Okay. Yeah, here's the thing. I was thinking about taking their pre-workout in the mornings. I was going to take their pre-workout in the mornings as like my pick me up, like is my coffee. And then I was also going to take it before the gym, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to hold off on that. I'm going to not do that. And also I like carbonation somewhat in the morning. So that's kind of why I'm still on my monster kick. Okay. The first one's just going to be the basic. So their whey protein, their whey isolate protein is very solid. Again, I know you guys know about protein, so I'm not going to stick on this one for too long. But what is really cool is they have tons of, their flavors are ridiculous, like as far as how many they have. And then they also have like unflavored if you like to mix it or if you like to make it with different things. But yeah, they have like one of their flavors is like fruity cereal, which is cool. They have cinnamon cereal as well, like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Genius. And then, of course, they have like chocolate peanut butter. They have birthday cake, cocoa cereal, cookies and cream, Dutch chocolate, et cetera. Right. So they have a lot of different flavors, which are cool. But with their protein, the reason why I like it a lot is because it is an isolate whey protein. So it's a whey isolate. So the main types of different protein powders are going to be concentrate, isolate, and hydrolyzed. That's the third one. And then, of course, you can have any combination of those. But as far as the quality of protein that is usually very easily digestible for most people, it's also a very high quality protein consistently. Whey isolate is going to be your one of your best choices. And it's pretty damn solid. So let's see. Yeah, their whey protein is very solid. So like it, whenever I take it, I usually take them in the mornings. So right after I wake up, instead of having a full meal, I just want to kind of, I do kind of like a modified intermittent fast where I'm not actually fasting. But whenever I wake up, I don't really want to have a full meal, but I still want to, I want to make sure that my stomach doesn't growl. And I also want to make sure that I kick off the muscle building process after my long night's sleep, right? I want to make sure that I get some protein in so that my body isn't eating away at my hard-earned muscle mass in the morning. And so to ease my hunger and to also kickstart the muscle building process, I start off with a protein shake. And that usually gets me a few hours until lunch, and then I have my first big meal. But yeah, I usually like to kick off the day with a whey protein shake, and then I also have a shake usually either right after my workout or just any other time throughout the day. I either do it after my workout or maybe like right before bed. And it's just so you guys know, it's totally okay to have two protein shakes a day. Sometimes people really freak out about that. And there's nothing wrong with having two protein shakes a day. I wouldn't like go any higher than that and make sure it doesn't like replace regular protein sources. So either from plant sources or from meat, for example. Definitely don't do that. However, having two protein shakes a day, I feel like is very common, especially for people who are busy professionals and you just don't have tons of time to cook a bunch of meat outside of maybe like lunch and dinner, for example, or just like two meals a day. I have their protein shakes in the morning and then either after my workouts or before bed. And every single time they taste delicious. They mix really well. The biggest thing is like with hunger. Of course, there's the muscle building aspect of it, but anytime I need a snack or something, I always go to a protein shake because whey has this weird thing about it, which is interesting. It's got weird like satiating effects, and I guess it makes sense. So it's protein, but I think whey in particular has a very satiating effect that'll keep you fuller for a little bit longer than say the same amount of protein from like eggs, for example, right? So I think that's pretty cool. Okay, so the first one, whey protein, theirs is called Whey Plus. They have a whey isolate protein powder. They also have a casein protein powder, which you can have before bed. Casein protein powder is just going to be, it's going to be a little bit thicker. It's going to be a little bit longer digesting. And so that's why they typically recommend it before bed. Full transparency, I haven't tried that yet. I'm only recommending the ones to you guys that I have actually tried or that are on the way or that I've had something similar, right? If I haven't had it, I'll let you know, I promise. But the whey isolate is definitely a solid one. And I think most of you probably have whey protein powder on a regular basis. So this would be a good idea. Okay. The next one is the pre-workout. Okay. So I hadn't taken a pre-workout in a long time. So their pre-workout is called Pulse. And I hadn't taken a pre-workout in quite some time, but I have caffeine every single day. So it's like for me, as someone who used to take pre-workout all the time, right? But so I used to take pre-workout all the time. And also I take a decent amount of caffeine every single day. So for me to take this pre-workout, at first I was just like, okay, it's going to be a pre-workout. You know, I've taken hundreds of different pre-workouts. I take caffeine all the time. This isn't going to do much to me, right? Because I've drank caffeine before, I've taken caffeine before, and not much shit really happens, right? Like I stay awake, but I don't get that kind of euphoric feeling from the caffeine. Dude, and I swear I would put my hand on the Bible on my grandmother's grave. I mean this wholeheartedly. I hadn't felt, after I took one scoop of their pre-workout, so actually a full serving size of their pre-workout is two scoops, right? And I'll talk about that in a second. But I took one scoop, which is 160 milligrams of caffeine, right? Or no, I'm sorry, 175 milligrams of caffeine, which don't get me wrong, that's a decent amount of caffeine, but it's nothing crazy, right? Anybody who is a caffeine veteran knows that 175 milligrams of caffeine, it's not that wild. It's like a whatever. It's not that crazy. Even just a caffeine pill that you buy at Kroger or Walmart, that's going to be 200 milligrams of caffeine. Okay. I took one scoop of this, 175 milligrams of caffeine. And dude, I'm telling you, it's like the feeling that I got whenever I first took pre-workout. So fun fact, the first pre-workout I ever took was the original Jack 3D, which if the OGs on here, the veterans who've taken the OG Jack 3D know how insane that shit was. I'm pretty sure it actually had DMAA in it, and which is now illegal to put in supplements. because it's such a, I think it's like amphetamine or like meth or something like that. It's something that, yeah, it's just, it was very, it was an interesting first choice for me. And it's because I had some older dude with me and he was taking Jack 3D. He's like, dude, you need to take this before this workout. I took it and I felt like I could work out for 10 hours straight. And honestly, whenever I took Pulse, whenever I took this pre-workout, it was very similar. Like I don't think it was the exact same, but it was definitely up there. It was some, like I felt euphoria. I felt energized. It was like a clean focus as well. So like there wasn't any big like crash or anything, which makes sense because they also have L-theanine in it. And you guys know I'm a fan of L-theanine and caffeine together. L-theanine is an amino acid that's typically found in green tea, and it just promotes relaxation and it enhances your mood, but it also gives you more of a clean energy because it works synergistically with caffeine. So caffeine gets you really up there, right? But L-theanine kind of takes away the jitters. So they have a one-to-one ratio of caffeine to L-theanine in their supplements, which is smart. Again, it's what I would do if I was making my own pre-workout myself. I would do the exact same thing, right? So they have that caffeine and L-theanine. So it made me feel incredible. And they also what they have in it is beta-alanine. And so for people that have never taken beta-alanine, you're not going to know exactly what I'm talking about, and this might freak you out a little bit. But whenever you take beta-alanine, it gives you, so I think the physiological term is paresthesia. I'm probably saying that wrong, but it's just a tingly sensation whenever you take it, right? So maybe some of you have taken pre-workouts and then you felt kind of tingly in your body. This beta-alanine is why. The tingling is absolutely 100% normal. You're not going to die. It's just a little bit alarming whenever you first take it, especially if you've never felt the tingling before, because it kind of goes throughout your body and you just feel kind of a little bit prickly in certain areas. Which is just, it's cool because you can feel it working, which is what I think is so interesting about beta-alanine. But again, this will happen the first couple of times you take it, but then after your body gets used to beta-alanine again, you won't have those same prickly feelings. So if it is uncomfortable for you in any way, just don't worry. After you keep taking it, it won't be like that forever. But it does have beta-alanine in it, which has been shown to reduce fatigue and boost muscle gain. So whenever you're doing like higher rep sets or something, so if you're doing hardcore squats, you're doing deadlifts, or if you're just doing a set that has like, you know, over maybe 12 to 15 reps, this is where beta-alanine is going to kick in, and it's going to allow you to reduce your fatigue as you continue going throughout that set. And of course, if that allows you to do more reps within a given set than if you didn't take their pre-workout, well, then of course, you know, you're gonna build more muscle over time. It also has citrulline in it. So citrulline malate, which is like the pump ingredient. So it improves blood flow and also muscle endurance. It has betaine in it as well, which I'm pretty sure that's the ingredient. This is also, I see the ingredients here, but like I said, I'm not getting into the nitty gritty with you guys because I know you don't care. But betaine, I'm pretty sure, is what's found in beets. And so it helps with nitric oxide. I think that's right. I could be wrong with that. Really showing my, let's see. Nope, I'm right. I scrolled down. I saw it. I am right. Hell yeah. It's an amino acid found in various foods like beets, spinach, and quinoa. Perfect. Yeah. So, dude, I'm just so smart. I'm so smart as I look at the ingredients. So yeah, their Pulse pre-workout. All I'm saying, dude, is if you like pre-workout, if you normally take pre-workout, I 100% recommend you try this. And what I was saying about the serving size is that a serving size is 2 scoops, right? And so there's 21 servings per container if you take 2 scoops. So even if you take 2 scoops, which is going to be 350 milligrams of caffeine for you psychos out there who love to take a lot of caffeine before your workouts, if that's your thing, like, hey, go for it. If you want that full dosage, you be my guest. You're still going to get 21 solid workouts with that. And so that's going to be a full month usually for most people of workouts, right? At least. Yeah, 21 workouts at least. If you take 2 scoops. But the thing is with me, I take 1 scoop and I already felt incredible off of just 1 scoop. And so if you only take 1 scoop, you're going to have not 21 workouts, but you're going to have 42 workouts, right? So it's like the price, the ingredients, the taste, the effectiveness, the euphoria. It's like, dude, it really is a no-brainer. Like, if you're going to buy any of these supplements, I would recommend the protein powder and for sure the pre-workout. Like, if you don't do anything else, that's fine. I get it. But these are going to be the basic ones that probably most of you are interested in. And I would recommend these. So you can get it with caffeine or without caffeine for somebody who maybe works shifts or something like that. I've had plenty of clients who work shifts, or they just have an irregular schedule and don't know, or they work late at night, right? You can get it without caffeine as well. So it's just like, hey man, they've got whatever you need. I like the blue raspberry, if any of you care. Yeah, the blue raspberry is good. And they also have a new one called Arctic Blast, which I haven't tried yet, but I think it is, it's also been said to be pretty solid as well. Okay, where are we at on time? Okay, 30 minutes? Yeah, I'm gonna rush through the rest of these, because those are the two main ones that I wanted to cover, was the whey isolate and then the pre-workout. I think that a lot of you guys are gonna like that. The next one that I've been taking is their post-workout formula, which is called Recharge. And so the main thing with this one is gonna be the creatine. So before Legion, I had, what's it called? Optimum Nutrition. I just took their pills for creatine. And again, what I realized is that you have to think about your own behavior and what you're actually willing to do. The thing with the pills is that they're huge, right? And you have to take four of these huge pills with Optimum Nutrition, not with Legion supplements, right? So with Optimum Nutrition, I was taking their pills, and the pills were just too big, and I didn't enjoy it. And so I was very irregular with my creatine consumption. Then whenever Legion came along and they gave me this Recharge post-workout drink that has creatine in it, and then it also has L-carnitine, L-tartrate in it, which I can talk about in a second. But the main thing is creatine, which is, you know, as far as the godfather of supplements, it's like creatine monohydrate is right up there with caffeine. You know, as far as supplements that are effective and safe and have been studied for a very long time to be safe and effective, creatine monohydrate is absolutely one of those main supplements. And so I'm down to take anything that is going to make me more consistent at taking these ingredients. And so their Recharge post-workout drink, it's a strawberry lemonade. It's really refreshing. What I actually do, and you can take it post-workout if you want, but for me, what I do is I actually take it after lunch. And so I take it after lunch or even like with lunch kind of, because it's a strawberry lemonade, it actually tastes pretty good. Like it's pretty solid, and it's definitely not like chalky or anything like that, like some other creatine supplements can be. But I was looking forward to it because it's got this sweet taste. It's kind of, it's just got this sweet, refreshing taste. And so I was, after I make lunch, then I would have this drink. And so then every single time, every single day now, I've been getting in my creatine without any hassle at all, right? And so that's kind of the biggest thing with this. And of course, you can take it post-workout as well. That's why it's called Recharge. However, if you take creatine anytime throughout the day, and as long as if you take it with food, particularly carbohydrates, it's going to be absorbed a little bit better. So that's why it also is recommended to be taken with food. So that's why I take it after lunch, but you can absolutely take it post-workout and it'll be very effective as well. So yeah, creatine. If you're not taking creatine, I would recommend it to basically anybody. My mom, grandmother, you know, brother, nephew, everybody. Well, my nephew's like one, so maybe not him. But anybody who is a healthy adult, I would 100% recommend taking creatine monohydrate, just 5 grams per day. The dosage in these is just one scoop. You just take a scoop post-workout or with any meal of the day, and you're going to be all set. The thing with creatine, what's cool, what creatine does basically is it allows you to squeeze out a couple extra reps within most sets, right? And so you might think, oh, just getting a couple reps throughout each set, that's not going to make a big difference, right? It's like within one session, within one workout, that's probably right, right? That's probably not going to make that big of a difference. But if you're getting more reps in every single session throughout an average month, who do you think is going to build more muscle, right? Like it's very clear that the person on creatine who's squeezing out a couple extra reps on each of their sets, that person is going to build more muscle. So that is why creatine can be so effective. It helps with that kind of power output, and it allows you to squeeze out those extra reps, which will in turn allow you to build a little bit more muscle mass. Also, people were worried about taking creatine while cutting. This is absolutely nonsense. You should not be worried about that. Whatever, the people who get really puffy and bloated from taking creatine usually load creatine, and they could also be taking like shittier forms of creatine, but there's no reason to load your creatine, right? Like, and whenever I say load, some supplement companies will recommend you take like, so I said 5 grams per day is the recommended amount. Some people recommend up to like 20 to 30 grams within the first couple of days so that you can replenish your creatine stores, basically. Again, I'm not going to get into the weeds of it, but that's what some will recommend. You don't need to do that. All you need to do is take 5 grams per day. And then what'll happen is that the water will actually be pulled into your muscle cells and not into your subcutaneous layer. So, which is like the layer right under your skin where most people feel like they get watery. That's not what creatine does, right? Creatine actually gets into your muscles, and I promise you it'll make your muscles bigger. Like it'll make them look bigger because they're more swollen, right? With water. Like that's just exactly what happens. So I promise you, if you start taking creatine regularly, you're going to notice a positive difference in the gym. And if you are getting really bloated and you are gaining tons of weight, it's probably from your diet and it's probably not from the creatine. So don't blame it on the creatine. That's all I'm saying. So it's absolutely okay to take during fat loss. Again, I recommend it to anybody, no matter what your goals are. Creatine is going to help you out. It's safe, it's effective, and you should be taking it every day. So that is their recharge product, which is excellent. Where are we? 35. Okay, taking a sip of this monster. Okay, I'm just going to highlight the main points of these next ones. So the other one that I've tried, which you guys might have seen on my Instagram story, was called Genesis, and that is their greens superfood supplement. So I've never had a green supplement before. Never had a superfood supplement like greens drink, athletic greens, any of that shit. I've never had it. So what I did was I decided to take a scoop of this Genesis, of the greens superfood, on my Instagram story. And I gave a very honest review of it, right? And so what I said was that with green supplements, I'm expecting it to taste terrible, right? And they never usually smell good and they don't look good or anything like that. But obviously, you know, they're going to be good for you, right? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. I tried it while I was videotaping myself. And my reaction was honestly, it's just like, it definitely, like, here's the thing. It wasn't good, you know? It's not like, oh, I'm going to just delightfully sip on this greens drink and act like I'm happy. I'm not going to bullshit you guys. It wasn't like delicious. However, it definitely wasn't horrible either. Like I wasn't wincing while I was taking it. I didn't have to like choke it down because I've definitely had to choke down supplements before because some of them just taste terrible, but you know, health and fitness, I want the benefits. So I would choke down other supplements. With this one, the mixability was good. The taste wasn't bad at all. The one that I had was the acai berry. So I think they have acai berry and then they have the original, which I'm not sure what the original taste is like. But I tried the Genesis and it was pretty good. Like it was fine. Like it was totally good. And again, it's just like sometimes with this, it's like vegetables don't always taste good too, but dude, you just got to do it. You just have, like, if you care about your health, if you care about your fitness, this is something that you do. And so if you're into, maybe if you don't consume enough fruits and vegetables, I mean, I'm not going to say that this is a replacement because that's ridiculous. You need to still try and fit in some fruits and vegetables in your diet. However, if you find yourself constantly skimping, having this green superfood is going to be a very big help in kind of covering some of your bases. And the main ingredient that is in this Genesis that I think is super effective and that I think super exciting because because you know, superfood is like a marketing term, right? There's no such thing as like a superfood, but if there was a superfood, this ingredient that is in Genesis is absolutely going to be, you know, as far as the effects go, it's pretty up there. And there's been more and more research very recently, coming out on the benefits of it. And that ingredient is spirulina. Right. So it sounds really cool too. Spirulina. And so Genesis has 5 grams of that per serving. So spirulina is a blue-green algae that's one of nature's richest and most complete sources of vital nutrients. Yeah, that's what it says on here. But the benefits with spirulina, as far as if you're just trying to be a healthier person overall, this greens drink like is absolutely going to cover all your bases. And so research shows that the supplementation with spirulina, so it improves your cholesterol, increases muscle endurance, increases strengths, alleviates and even eliminates nasal symptoms caused by allergies. Hey, I know some of you definitely, that sounds good, right? A lot of you guys with allergies out there, you know? Let's see, reduces muscle damage, helps the body eliminate heavy metals. Yeah, dude, fuck that aluminum in your body. Let's see, oh, there's a bird on my porch. Sorry. It helps protect liver health, reduces inflammation, improves insulin sensitivity, and enhances your immunity. Dude, it's legit. I'm telling you, it's legit. The clinical effective dose of spirulina is between 2 and 10 grams, and with most benefits seen in the 5 to 10 grams range. And Genesis has 5 grams, dude, and it's good, man. I'm telling you, it's good stuff. And that's only one of it. It also has some like reishi mushrooms in it, which sounds cool. You know, it's got all these other things in here too that I'm not even going to act like I know what they are exactly. All I know is that for sure, spirulina is a really good supplement that you could even take on its own. But the other ingredients in this as well are also going to work synergistically together with absorption and things. And so as far as the benefits of it, of the entire supplement, it talks about boosting energy levels, mood, and libido. That's on kind of like that side of things. But then it also enhances heart and circulatory health and immunity. So as far as like biohealth markers and things go, I know that this is also a very big benefit of taking Genesis on a regular basis as well. So my rule is that if I have 2 or more alcoholic drinks If I have 2 or more drinks the night before, the next day, I've got to take a Genesis. That's kind of my rule. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to say that I take it every day. But I do try to take it a couple times a week, especially if I'm like hungover or something and I'm really just trying to kickstart things back because, you know, hashtag responsible delinquents. It's what we do. I'm going to take some Genesis. I'm going to take the superfood. And it's gonna help me out. It's going to keep me going. Okay. Yeah, the last one that I'm going to cover that I take religiously is their nootropic. So their nootropic is called Ascend. And so for people that don't know what a nootropic is, it's kind of like a brain booster, right? So it enhances your focus, your memory, your mental speed, creativity, mood, and overall brain health. And so I've been taking Ascend every single day because obviously like I'm a big nootropics type person. I've tried a bunch of different nootropics. And I can genuinely, so what I do with Ascend, it's not something that you're going to take and have that like euphoric caffeine feeling where you're like, oh, I really feel it like working. I think what you're going to do is what I have found is that I usually take it also with lunch. So while I'm drinking my recharge, I'm also taking these pills. So the nootropic, it comes in pills, right? It comes in a couple capsules that are not difficult to take at all. And so what I do is I drink that recharge, so which is the creatine monohydrate, the strawberry lemonade. So I drink that after lunch, and then I also take this nootropic, and I take it after lunch because that kind of gives me that little mental boost post-lunch without trying to take, have another cup of coffee, which I don't even like, but some of you may like, or having another energy drink or taking some other type of stimulant. I like to take this nootropic. And it gives me that little bit of boost. It gives me a little, it's just a little bit more of like a clearer thinking. Like it really does. It just kind of calms my mind a little bit. I feel like my mind isn't as chaotic post lunch. And I think that one of the things that I can attribute that to is taking Ascend. So if nootropics are kind of your thing, if like kind of improving your cognition and things is kind of your thing, if you want to be super fucking smart like me, you need to at least try out Ascend. It's legit. The ingredients in it are really legit. Real quick, so it's alpha GPC. Let's see. Oh yeah, it's got the bacopa monnieri. I don't know how you say it exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of other words in here. Agmatine as well is one that I'm familiar with. As far as enhancing your mood and reduce the depressive effects of stress, that's also another big one. So yeah, all of these things, Ascend is pretty legit. The nootropic, give that one a try. And real quick, just the other ones that I have ordered for myself is, so they have, okay, hold on one second. Let me go here. Oh, they also have a plant-based protein powder. So I do have a couple vegan and vegetarian, I have a couple vegan and vegetarian clients, and I recommend this to them and they say that they really like it. So if you don't tolerate whey or dairy, or if you are a vegan or vegetarian or a flexitarian or whatever type of tarian you are, they do have a plant-based protein powder that I've heard is pretty solid. So give that one a go. They also have some fat burners, which I don't know. I've never tried before, but one of their fat burners, the main gist with it is going to be more like caffeine focused, and it's going to, it's more, one of the ingredients is yohimbine. I think that's how you say it, or yohimbine, HCL. And so that has been shown to actually make you burn more calories throughout the day. And I believe that is the Forge one. Hold on, let me check real quick. Two seconds. Yeah. So the Forge one is going to be more of their stimulant based fat burner, and the Yohimbine, again, I know most people talk shit about fat burners, but Yohimbine has actually been shown in the evidence to help with fat burning because it does make you burn more calories on a regular basis, right? So that Yohimbine ingredient is in there. And so that is their Forge, fat burner. And then they also have one called Phoenix, which is based around appetite regulation, which again, so it's not going to make you directly lose fat just by taking the supplement. But what it can do is it can curb your cravings and curb your appetite. And so if that's something that sounds interesting to you, if you're just like hungry all the time, which of course, again, this isn't just a band-aid that you can throw on something whenever your diet's shitty, right? Understand what I'm saying. However, if you need a little bit of help with your appetite or cravings or things like that, I think that the Phoenix fat burner could help you out right like that. And it could help you indirectly lose some more fat by eating less because you're not as hungry or craving foods all the time. So that's Phoenix and Forge. They're fat burners. Give those a try. They also have an immune support supplement that I think is on the way. So I haven't tried it yet, but with everything going on, you know, with COVID, with just winter and fall coming up, right? It's just, it's time to battle off some sickness. So I'm going to take their immune support. They also have a sleep aid, which is called Lunar. And then, Lunar has a lot of other good stuff in it. They have, you guys know how I've talked about melatonin before and my kind of stance on it and how I think the mega doses of melatonin are not good. It's not good to constantly do that. But with Lunar, it has the smallest dose possible of melatonin. And I think it's 500 micrograms, right? So that's half of 1 milligram. And that is what I would recommend if you were going to take a sleep supplement. So it's just like, I'm telling you, Legion checks all the boxes as far as the stuff that I would recommend. If I was just telling you to, hey, if I wasn't sponsored, if none of this shit mattered, I would be like, hey, if you're going to take melatonin, you want to take the smallest dose possible so that you don't have any effects long-term or anything like that. And that is in the sleep aid called Lunar. You can give that a try if sleep is really been messing with you. It's on the way. So again, I haven't tried it yet, but I am going to try it whenever it gets here sometime in the next few days. And I'll keep you guys posted. Their multivitamin is also on the way, which has ashwagandha in it. And that's something. So ashwagandha is an adaptogen. It's like an herb and it allows you it helps reduce stress over time. That's one of the big things with ashwagandha. So it's a big mood enhancer. So of course, their multivitamin checks all the boxes with just kind of covering all your bases. If you are somebody who don't get in tons of vitamins and minerals and fruits and vegetables and all these foods, taking the multivitamin can kind of help be a little safety net, but it also has that added benefit of the ashwagandha, of the kind of the stress reliever of ashwagandha in it. So Triumph is their multivitamin. They have a fish oil that the dosages of the fish oil is absolutely going to be effective with fish oil with omega-3s. What you want to do is you want to have at least 1 gram total of the omega-3s. So not of the fish oil. If you look on the back of fish oil and you look at the nutrition label and you look at the total amount of fish oil, that's not the total amount of omega-3s within that serving, right? What you want to look at is the total amount of omega-3. So the EPA and DHA, that's what you want to look at. So if it says 500 milligrams of DHA and 500 milligrams of EPA, well, then you're all set, because what we're looking for is a gram, so 1,000 milligrams or 1 gram of both of the omega-3s combined together. So of EPA and DHA, you want to look on the back of that label and make sure you're getting in at least a gram per day in order to get all the cardiovascular benefits, the fat loss benefits of fish oil, of omega-3s, considering you don't eat tons of omega-3 fatty acids from things like fish or seafood every single week. So fish oil is something that I have on the way that I am going to be trying. They have a joint support supplement called Fortify, which I haven't tried, but if you do have achy joints, I know that the ingredients in there are also pretty solid. And lastly, they have one called Vitality, which is mostly for, yeah, so it increases testosterone in middle-aged men and estrogen in women. So it enhances mood and cognition and reduces symptoms of stress and fatigue. So this is like a wellness supplement that balances out some of your hormones, increases your energy levels, and reduces some of that stress and fatigue with the ingredients inside it. That's why it's called Vitality. But I would say, yeah, if you are middle-aged, if you're over, let's say like 40-ish, or so, this is definitely going to be a supplement that you should try out. And maybe just like, if you just want to try something natural that is going to possibly bump up your testosterone levels, and you maybe just want to give it a try, I think that this is something that could very much be up your route, even if you are in your 20s or something, right? I think it's something that you could play around with. If you just want to see what happens, you can trial and error it, take it, see what happens. If you like it, keep going with it. And that's basically it with these, right? So the code is Matt, M, capital M-A-T, or no, sorry, capital M-A-T-T, capital M, right? So Matt M. That is my code. I think you can just include that code in checkout. I'll have a link in the description. I think that you might even be able to go just like use the link and then shop and get your stuff, and then the code will be automatically applied. And look, dude, here's the thing. You don't have to do anything that I just said. You don't have to take anything, any of the supplements. I get it. If you're skeptical, if you're thinking that I'm just saying this because whatever, they're paying me or anything. It's like, dude, buy the supplements. Don't use my code. I don't care. It's still going to be helpful for you. All I'm saying is that if you came to me genuinely and you were like, hey, which supplements would you recommend? Whether I was getting paid by Legion or not, I would 100% recommend their supplements, because as far as the nutrient profiles go, like it and the nutrient profiles and the cost and the taste, all of those things, like there's not going to be another company out there that you're going to be able to find that matches all three of those things. They might have one, but they're not going to have the other two, right? And so that's why I think Legion is dope as shit. And it's just like Legion is, it's just the company is ran by good people, and I'm always down to support good people. Okay, and that is it on this solo episode. If you like the episode, please rate, review, subscribe. And also another thing with these supplements is just like, this is another way of supporting me without, you know, signing up for coaching or buying one of my products or something. This is just another way, a small way that it's just like, if you're going to buy supplements, maybe just go ahead and buy these. You can get a little bit of a discount. You can get some rewards. You can help me out. It's a win, win, win for everybody. And that's what we're all about here at the More Than Fitness podcast. All right, guys, thanks. Code Matt M, M-A-T-T-M, capital M's. And that's it. Thank you guys, as always, for listening and sometimes watching. See ya. And that is that, my friends. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the More Than Fitness podcast. And please, if you could help me out a little bit here and leave a rate and review in iTunes, and also take a screenshot and post it up on your IG story. Tag me at MattMcLeod6. I'd love to share it. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast, and also so that we can share the word with other people. I would love to build up this community, build up this tribe of people that we have like you and I, and get the word out there. Also, if you want more free content, you can check the links in the description. I have my free 4-week workout plan, The Ultimate Physique Development. And also, if you want to work with me online one-on-one for personal coaching, you can check the link in the description as well. And anything else you need, please send me an email, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you so much for listening.